Welcome back. In this beginner Ableton Live lesson, we're building a dub chord bass hybrid for drum and bass. Think wide, watery dub chord stabs but with an actual rolling sub underneath, so it feels like a bass line, not just a pad floating in the background. By the end, you'll have a 4 or 8 bar loop that sits in a DNB mix, grooves with a 2-step or a roller pattern, keeps the sub clean, and still has that classic dubby space and movement. Alright, let's set this up properly. First, get your project DNB ready. Set your tempo to around 172 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. Now make a simple drum loop. Keep it basic for now. Kick on beats 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Add some closed hats or a ride for energy. Eighth notes are fine. Shuffled 16ths are even better if you want more roll. Don't overthink the drums yet. We just need something steady so the bass can groove against it. Now we build the main instrument. Create a new MIDI track and name it Dub Chord Bass. Drop an instrument rack onto the track. This is the secret weapon here, because it lets us layer a clean sub with a characterful mid layer, and we can keep them totally under control. Inside the rack, create two chains. Name the first one SUB. Name the second one Chord MID. Let's build the SUB chain first, because if the low end isn't right, nothing else matters. On the SUB chain, add operator. In operator, keep it super simple. Algorithm A only. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Set the octave to -1 to get into sub territory, but we'll adjust based on the key later. Now shape the envelope. Attack basically at 0, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain can be very low or all the way down, depending on whether you want notes that hit and fade or notes that hold. For rolling DNB feel, and like a short, controlled note rather than a long sustain. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds so it doesn't click when notes end. Now add EQ 8 after operator. Your goal is simple. Keep this chain mostly below about 90 Hz. If you want, low pass it gently so the sub stays pure. And if your mix starts sounding cloudy, a tiny dip around 200 to 300 Hz can help. But don't do surgery yet. Keep it clean and stable. Quick coach note, pick a sub safe root note range early. In DNB, subs often feel strongest when your root is living roughly between E1 and A1, or sometimes down around B0 to D1 depending on the vibe and the system. If you keep living below about 35 Hz, it may sound massive in headphones and then disappear on smaller speakers. Easiest check in Ableton. Drop a tuner after the SUB chain and confirm which notes you're actually hitting. This is such an underrated habit. Cool. Now the chord MID chain. This is where the dub character lives. On chord mid, add wave eatable. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Basic shapes. Saw is perfect. Turn on oscillator 2 and set it to a square wave, but keep it quieter. Drop it down around -10 to -18 dB. We just want a bit of body. Add some unison for width and thickness, but don't go crazy. Set unison to 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 10 to 20%. We want wide and alive, not facey and smeared. Turn on Wave Eatables filter and pick a low pass 24 dB filter. That steep slope gives you that classic dub muffled to open movement. Now we need this to actually behave like chords. You've got two easy options. Option 1. And honestly the most musical, write MIDI chords directly in the clip. Use 3-note chords like minor triads, or even 2-note intervals if you want it simpler. Minor chords and sus chords work great for dubby tension. Think minor, sus 2, sus 4, minor 7 type vibes. Option 2. The one finger trick. Add the chord MIDI device before wave-eatable. Now you can play a single note and it generates a chord stack. Try shifts like plus 7 semitones, plus 10 semitones for a minor 7 flavor, and plus 14 semitones for a 9th-ish color. If that sounds a bit too jazzy for your tune, reduce it. Even just a fifth, plus 7, can sound huge in DNB once it hits delay. Important DNB rule. Don't voice your chord layer too low. Let the SUB chain do the low-end job. The chord layer is for mid-range weight and texture. Now the most critical step for this whole hybrid, frequency splitting. On the chord MID chain, put a EQ8 near the top of the chain. High pass it around 120 to 180 Hz with a 12 or 24 dB slope. This is what stops your reverb and delay from destroying your sub. On the SUB chain, if needed, you can low pass around 90 to 110 Hz. The concept is, sub stays mono and clean, chord mids carry width and dubby effects. Alright, now we add movement to the chord layer. The dub way. Add auto filter after that EQ on the chord MID chain. Choose a low-pass 24 dB filter again for that classic underwater shaping. Set the cutoff somewhere around 500 Hz up to 2K as a starting point. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Enough to speak, not enough to whistle. Now add modulation. Turn on the LFO and auto filter. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount small. This is key. We want it breathing, not wobbling like a brass step bass. Try phase at 0 degrees so it feels consistent. Next, the dub sauce. Delay and reverb, but controlled. Add echo after auto filter. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 dotted for a classic dub bounce, or 1/4 for slower, bigger space. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Now filter your delay. This is how you keep it mixable. Set the low cut around 300 to 600 Hz. Set the high cut around 4K to 8K. And enable ping pong, so the repeats bounce around the stereo field. Dry/wet. Keep it tasteful, like 10 to 25%. You want the stab to stay upfront, and the echoes to feel like a trail behind it. After echo, add reverb. Keep it short and dark. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds so the initial hit stays clear. High cut 4K to 7K. Low cut 250 to 500 Hz. Dry/wet 5 to 15%. Here's the mindset. In drum and bass, dub effects are vibe, not a blanket. If you can't feel the groove of the drums anymore, the effects are too loud or too long. Now let's help the chord mids cut through the drums. Add saturator on the chord MID chain. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on. If you want a little extra width, you can add chorus ensemble, but keep the mix low, like 5 to 12%. And remember, we do not chorus the sub chain. Protect the low end. Extra coach tip. Do a quick mono reality check. Put a utility on the chord MID chain and temporarily set width to 0%. If the entire vibe vanishes, it means you were relying too much on stereo tricks. Instead of adding more width, add more harmonics with saturation or a little overdrive. Then bring width back. Now, sidechain. This is where the hybrid starts to actually groove like DDNB. You can sidechain the whole rack or just the chord MID chain. I usually start with the chord MID because I want the sub to stay consistent, but either can work depending on the vibe. Add compressor. Enable sidechain. Choose the kick track as the input. Sometimes kick plus snare works, but start with kick. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Listen closely here. Shorter release gives more pump, longer release gives a smoother roll. In DDNB, you typically want it to breathe rhythmically, not just duck randomly. Now we write the pattern. This is where a lot of beginners accidentally turn it into a pad loop. We want stabs, short notes, rhythm. Create an 8-bar MIDI clip. Let's say we're in F minor as a friendly default. Start with the sub pattern. Use mostly 8th notes. Then add one syncopation with a 16th note to make it roll, and try a tiny pickup into the snare sometimes. For example, if your root is F, you can do a quick E to F or G to F right before a hit. It's small, but it screams roller when it's locked to the drums. Now the chord stabs. Keep them short. Think 16th to 8th note lengths. Let echo create the tail. Place stabs like responses around the snare. A super common move is putting a chord stab just after the snare, on the and, so the snare hits clean and the chord answers it. Then, occasionally, put one right before the snare for tension. Here's a really practical way to build an 8-bar phrase without getting stuck. Bars 1 and 2. Keep it sparse. Establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4. Add one extra stab somewhere. Bars 5 to 8. Make a variation. Change the rhythm slightly or use a chord inversion. And another pro groove trick. Use velocity like it's an effect send. Don't draw all MIDI notes the same velocity. Higher velocity stabs should feel like they bloom into the delay and reverb. Lower velocity stabs should feel tighter and more muted. If you want to level up fast, map velocity to filter cutoff and waveatable using the modulation matrix, so hard hits open up more. That turns your MIDI performance into musical dynamics instead of static notes. Now let's make it feel like a real track, not just a loop. Switch to arrangement view and sketch a quick structure. Intro. About 16 bars of filtered chords only. Keep cutoff lower, more mysterious. Build, 16 bars. Bring in sub and hats. Slowly open the filter. Drop, 32 bars. Full hybrid. Side chain active and usually slightly tighter reverb so it hits. Break, 16 bars. Remove the sub. Let dub chords and delay throws carry the space. Second drop, Bring it back with a variation, like a new chord voicing or a different rhythm. Automation ideas that instantly sound like real DNB production. Raise the auto filter cutoff into the drop. Do a delay throw at the end of a 4-bar or 8-bar phrase by briefly increasing echo dry slash wet. Increase reverb a little in breakdowns, then pull it down in drops. If you want an even cleaner workflow, here's a sound design upgrade. Build a dedicated dub send. Create a return track called a dub. Put echo, then reverb, then EQ 8 on that return. Send only the chord MID chain to it. Now you can automate the send amount for throws, while keeping the dry chord stab punchy and present. Alright, quick common mistakes to avoid as you build. Number 1. Letting reverb and delay touch the sub. That's how you lose punch and clarity. Number 2. Chords too low. Keep the chord layer mostly above 150 Hz and let the sub own the bottom. Number 3. Too wide too early. Huge unison and chorus can sound sick solo and fall apart in mono. Number 4. No sidechain. Dub tails will fight your kick and snare. And number 5. Too much delay feedback. Fun in isolation, messy in the drop. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Build the 2-chain rack. Sub plus chord mid. Right at 2-bar loop. Sub on 8th notes with 1 syncopation. Chord mid with 2 stabs per bar. 1 right after the snare. Then make 2 variations. Variation A. Lower filter cutoff and a bit more echo. Variation B. Higher cutoff, less echo, more saturation drive. Arrange A for 4 bars, then B for 4 bars. That's an 8-bar phrase that already feels like a DJ-friendly roller section. Final recap. You made a dub chord bass hybrid by layering a clean mono sub in operator with a chord mid layer in Wavitable. You kept it mix ready by splitting frequencies with EQ, controlling echo and reverb with filters, and sidechaining so it breathes with the drums. And you turned it into DNB by focusing on rhythmic placement, short stabs, velocity groove, and simple arrangement automation. If you tell me what key you're writing in and whether you're aiming for deep minimal rollers or heavier dance floor, I can suggest a couple beginner-safe chord shapes and a simple MIDI rhythm template that won't fight your sub.